You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing really well and having a great week. Welcome to Understanding Spirit. I'm your host, Mary. Let's jump right into the three card pull for today. If you have watched the show before, you know to just tune into whether you feel drawn to card one, two, or three. If it's your first time watching, welcome. And all you need to do is just see which number you gravitate to, and I will give you a message for the collective. It's up to you to try to place the information in your life and where it best suits you. It can also be a message for somebody that you know, so feel free to pass that along. Sometimes we're just the messenger for somebody else and you're just meant to hear it. If it doesn't make sense for you today, it could make sense for you in the future. Okay, so if you have been drawn to card one, it is this one here, which is mirror. With this card, when I drew it, I could hear, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And, you know, Spirit are asking you with this card to, you know, see the beauty in yourself, to see that you are worthy of having like romance and feelings. I feel like this is quite possible for a lot of you, that this has to do with a new relationship or something that you want, you know, with a new partner. And just allow it to sort of like unfold. Don't be held back by any trauma or any memories of past relationship. You know, don't focus on stuff and have an unhealthy obsession with other people's opinions of you. Remember, that's just somebody else's opinion. It doesn't make it the truth, okay? So just see yourself for who you are and how beautiful you are on the inside and the outside, and just let go of all the other stuff and just allow whatever, you know, happens to bloom in your life, okay? All right, if you have been drawn to card two, it is this one, which is doorways. Okay, I feel with this one, you know, you may have been, it does have like closed doors there and one, you know, opening up. And I feel like you need to work on some, whether it's personal issues or business issues, you need to do some soul searching in order for this door to open up. And the door could even be open, but you're reluctant to go through it. You may be feeling like you're doing the same stuff every day and just kind of getting nowhere. But Spirit is saying just kind of declutter all those negative things in your mind, the things that are holding you back, all right? Make room for new beginnings. Make room for new ideas. Make room for more courage for you to walk through these doors instead of, you know, allowing others or even yourself to hold you back, okay? If you have been drawn to card three, it is this one, which says seedlings on it. With this one, obviously, it's things growing from a beginning, but, you know, I feel like Spirit want you to plan ahead. Plan for rainy days. This could be for money. It could be like a plan B for something in your life. They're also saying adapt, have foresight of where changes might come. Invest if you're looking at that. I'm also getting like stalker vibes with this. So I feel like somebody is maybe watching some people and they could be getting a little obsession with you. So if you're on a platform like Instagram or Facebook and somebody is watching you in a positive way, that's fine. But if it's a negative and it's just like a friend or work colleague or whatever, just kind of like keep that in mind. And Spirit are also saying move on and create new beginnings, okay? Don't sit in unhealthy patterns and start healthy beginnings and healthy new patterns for your life, okay? I've got Jacqueline on the line. Hello, Jacqueline.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, but I have a cover on my phone, so I have to speak directly into it, so you're a little, you're not loud.
Oh, okay, I can speak louder. Would you like that?
Okay, sounds good.
Most people complain I'm too loud when I speak, so I will just let my voice run free now, okay? How can I help you, Jacqueline? Okay.
What do you see in store for me in the next few months?
Okay. Just give me a sec. I feel like in the past, I feel like you might have felt kind of like deflated or feeling defeated. I feel like you have really good intuition, but I don't feel like you've always like connected with that. I do feel like whatever you want for yourself, you can have it, but I just don't feel like you value yourself enough to believe that it's going to happen. But Spirit is showing me the Star card in my third eye, and it's like believing that you can do whatever you want. Have hope for yourself, all right, and be creative about your life. They're saying be honest about what you want. Clear communication will get you the best results. I do feel like you might be feeling maybe trapped. I am getting a feeling of conflict, whether it's a conflict with yourself, but I do feel like you might feel at the moment that you're a little bit restricted in and feeling like your hands are sort of like tied behind your back. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it. Spirit is saying, you know, enough time out now. Now is sort of like time for you to really move forward with everything. I do feel like there is a stalemate kind of like at the moment, and also maybe a bit of sitting on the fence where you are not really making decisions. They're telling me there are like health decisions for you to make, and they're saying just find balance in your life and find out what you need to know. Are you having any health issues at the moment that you're aware of?
Well, I had gone through stage 4 cancer.
Okay. All right. Because I did feel like there's a collaboration here that needs to, you know, to take place, and, you know, like teamwork. But I'm seeing you need to be constantly speaking up and asking questions, and Spirit is saying like even like the tough questions, all right? I can see like a lot of anxiety around with this. Spirit is saying, you know, like focus on your home, your family, any successes that you want for yourself. They're showing me like a higher learning and a higher belief system for you, like focusing more on asking Spirit for help, asking spirit for guidance, like handing yourself over to that, handing your health over to that. And that is not to say that you don't get medical advice, because obviously that's something that you need. But we live in a physical world, but we also have a spiritual life that we're adapting into this life as well. So they're saying, you know, just understand your beliefs and your values and your morals as you're moving forward. They're also saying you need to kind of like shake things off, you know, that you're hanging on to as well. Does that make sense?
Yes. Makes sense. And I'm in remission now for a while. So,
That's cute.
I did have stage 4 cancer.
Okay. Congratulations. That's really good news. I'm so happy for you, genuinely. All right. You do have two spirits that are here. Would you like to get messages from them?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. There. What the first one that came through was a woman. She's got like a mother, grandmother kind of energy, and she was crouching over, holding her stomach and rubbing her stomach, and also coughing. She showed me sneezing. She showed me deep breathing, you know, like with anxiety. These could have been all things that she had before she passed. Do you know who this might be?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. She's saying to me she loved life, but life didn't love her. Okay. She's showing me she always had problems, always had issues. She said she had no patience and no victories either in life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
She didn't, she's saying she did what she wanted, but she made poor choices as well. She's saying you're not to do the same. You're to do better than she did. She's saying believe in yourself, see your worth, move on, move up, you know, confidently, you know, like with your life, okay? She's saying, you know, spirit always give me this thing where they're saying don't be afraid of the dark, right? And then she said it's me. And then that's when they do that, they're telling me that they're around you, okay? She's saying life has its purpose and this has its purpose for you. And she's saying you don't need to know everything right now. Be patient. And she's also saying, and forgive. So place that in your life where you feel who you need to forgive and who you need to let go of, okay? There is also a male in spirit. He's also showing me coughing, but he's showing me his lungs and he's rubbing up and down. I feel like he's more of an elderly kind of gentleman. He's saying, I miss you, I love you. He's saying, remember me. He's also saying he didn't like to procrastinate. He liked to get things done quickly. And he's saying, and you need to do the same. Do you know who this might be?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Okay. All right. He's also saying, I don't have much time left, but he's saying the same advice that you give to others, you need to give to yourself. And he's just saying, believe in yourself and move forward. The road might have been rocky. It might continue to be a little bit rocky, but just plod along and just move through life and just enjoy your life. Okay, Jacqueline?
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck with everything. All the best to you.